You're with Clement Maniatella.
702.
I want to bring in now Nelson Malefane, who's the acting CEO for Prasa Railway, who is joining us here in Soweto to talk about their plans to sort out our rail networks, our rail transport systems. Mr. Malefane, thank you so much for coming in. Good morning.
Thanks, and good morning, Clement, and your listeners.
So when I arrived here this morning, I went to see the Cliptown train station, which is just a few meters from where we are. I don't know when was the last time you saw it, but it's almost non-existent. I think it's been demolished now. I hear that there may be plans to refurbish it. We've got many of such stations, Mr. Malefane, and the impact is quite great on a lot of communities who for the longest time have depended on this mode of transport because it's more affordable. How far are you as Prasa in not just fixing this Cliptown train station, but others also in many other townships?
Thanks a lot, Clement. Look, I was in Cliptown station last week, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We started the demolition work on the previous Friday before that Tuesday. But I think in general, we are aware that we lost quite a lot of our infrastructure, you know, starting from the signaling, the overhead structures. Mm. In certain areas, we lost the tracks. Some of the stations were severely vandalized. It was a really massive sabotage that we had in the system. But I don't want to waste time on that. It's all about what are we doing now, because I know that South Africans have been patiently waiting for this. Mm. So what we have started doing, you would note that last year, we opened the Mabopane line, which was also severely vandalized. If you go there now, we have the new trains that are running there. You go to Soulsville, the trains are running there. Some parts of Western Cape, Southern Corridor, we have that as well. Coming to Gauteng specifically, this year in May, we have closed three key lines, which is the Pinaspoort line, so that we give this line a full attention of making sure that everything is back on track. Railway tracks, the signaling, the stations, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So it is Pinaspoort that we closed, it is Lerala that we closed, as well as Naledi that we have closed. Now, these lines are coming back soon. I can give you the dates for that.
Yes, please, because I'm about to ask, how long is it going to take? Because, you know, there are people that are waiting so they can use the trains again, given how much money they're spending now on taxis.
True. Look, Pinaspoort line is coming in on the 1st of August. I was there last week. I saw everything. It's in place. Naledi is coming on the 15th of September. Lerala line, it's coming on the 1st of October, together with the Pretoria to Johannesburg line. Mm. Now, let's talk about Cliptown line. Cliptown line is also one of the lines that was severely vandalized. But what we did as a business, we felt that let's take down the stations that were there, because looking at those stations, they were really costing us quite a lot to refurbish them. Mm. Now, we are bringing a new technology for those stations specifically. We called it an ABT, which is alternative building technology. Mm-hmm. These are the container kind of the setup that we are going to put. It's nice ones. You know, they are used in other countries at the stations. Okay. You go to Netherlands, the stations are made of those type of...
So it's no longer going to be the normal buildings like we've known them to be.
It's no longer going to be the normal building that we know. You will see a new technology that is coming into the stations, because we learned lessons out of this particular vandalism, that at times, is it worth going and put the entire structure that we had? Because we saw what people are stealing. Mm. As much as we are putting the security, but we don't want to expose our security by the items that we know that the community really likes to target them. Mm. So that's basically what you'll see. You'll also note that even with the infrastructure that we are putting back, we have make sure that we get the material that is not having quite a lot of copper, because copper is attractive to everyone. Mm-hmm. So we are putting the wires that are made of the aluminium, so that they are not attracting the criminals. Even what they normally steal on the rails, it's what we call the rail clips that are holding the tracks. Also, we are putting a new technology to make sure that they are not easily vandalized, you know. And then the same with the way we actually lay the cables. We have approached, I don't want to open much, otherwise I'll be opening for those that are stealing. Mm. We have applied the technology to ensure that they are not easily accessible for the thieves. Yeah. So there's quite a lot of lessons that we learned from the vandalism that we had in the system.
Yeah, so I mean, you and I know that criminals will always find an opportunity to exploit whatever situation is there. So yes, there may not be a lot of copper, there may be containers, but there may still be an opportunity for them to steal. So in terms of the plan to safeguard even that kind of infrastructure you're bringing in, what is the plan? Because you need something sustainable. You can't just have that and think they're not going to steal. We still need to make sure that that property, that infrastructure is safeguarded. Do you have a plan around security of that infrastructure?
I think security is the key, isn't it? It's the key of what we are doing. It's true, we do have a plan. And you will note that what led to where we are, it was as a result of the security element. Mm. So that has been the key focus on us to ensure that whenever we put the infrastructure, there is security to look after that particular infrastructure. We have beefed up the security, although it is not enough, according to us. You know, we're also looking at the technology that will assist the people to also protect this infrastructure. Mm. Now, I'll make a few examples. In the Mabopane, where we have already rehabilitated, since we started the services in January, Clement, we never had a theft on those particular lines, because we make sure that wherever we fix, we don't want to lose the state assets again. So in all areas that I've indicated, every time we put the infrastructure, there are security that are there. There are security that will protect to make sure that we don't go through the same situation that we experienced before.
Let's talk about maintenance of our trains, because even if you put in the new rail tracks, you've got these new containers, trains also need to be maintained properly so that they don't break down in the middle of nowhere, so that they're on time. And often when you speak to people who use trains on a daily, they'll tell you of how we experience breakdowns. Sometimes they are not on time. But add to that the issue of security in the train. So what's the broader plan to deal with that aspect of the trains, making sure they function well, but also security for the commuters who sometimes are in these overcrowded trains?
Thanks, Clement. Look, you'll note that we are facing the old fleet that we had, which is your kind of yellow-gray train sets. You will realize that Mabopane, as we speak, is running with new trains, the new fleet that we have, blue and gray. And we have quite of sufficient numbers standing at Volmartin as we speak. We've got more than 100 standing there. So these are the trains that are ready to occupy these new lines that we are having. But as we open them, you'll know that we'll start with the blue ones to do the test, I mean the old fleet, to do the testing and make sure that the network has stabilized. And once you are comfortable with that, you'll see we'll be rolling out the new trains in that particular space. Yeah. So new comes with their own warranties. It's still new fleet that is not having the high failures. Mm. Inside, you'll know there are cameras.
Not too tall or too short, you've measured.
No.
That's good.
You will note that there are cameras inside those particular trains. Okay. The way they've been designed, the driver can even monitor anyone who gets in and out while he's operating this particular train. Mm. So safety features in that train really try to mitigate all the incidents that we had before. Mm-hmm. You'll also note that there are securities that are working on board, you know, not only looking after the infrastructure on the tracks, but there are those that are deployed inside to make sure that passengers are protected inside the trains. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are doing to ensure that people are safe. They are riding on reliable trains that are not delayed, get stuck along the sections and so
on. Why has it taken so long? Mr. Malefane, because this is not a problem that's only starting now. Yeah. I think you could argue that maybe when it comes to vandalism of infrastructure, the theft of some of the critical cables that are part of this rail infrastructure, yes, that's beginning to worsen now. But the problem with just our rail networks and our trains have been there for a while. Mm. Why have you waited so long to get proper trains with good features that address all the other issues? And we're only doing that now. This could have been done a long time ago.
Thanks a lot, Clement. Look, the trains, Clement, they have been here for a while. It's more than 10 years having these new trains.
Why were they stuck there, not deployed then?
Now, let me tell you what went wrong, Clement. If you would recall, PRASA went really through a difficult time for the past more than 10 years for now. One, you would note that there was issues of leadership stability within PRASA. If you can count the number of CEOs, the boards that came in. Now, in that environment, you don't have stability around decision-making. That is one. The second issue, as you do that, the culture of people internally as well, they take advantage of the system. You might have heard that PRASA is associated with issues of fraud, theft,
corruption,
and so forth, because people took advantage of these changes around the leadership part of it. I don't want to talk much about COVID. It also had an impact in terms of what we are doing, but we went through it. Mm. Now, one thing that I can share with you is that the material for the rail infrastructure, they also have the long lead times. You know, I'm talking about items like your transformers. We get them from China, some of them from India.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to get them. The same with the tracks. It takes a while for the tracks to come into the country.
Mm.
Now, what pulled us a bit back this year specifically in KZN, it was the floods. But I don't want to talk much about the floods. We also had the issues of encroachments, Clement, to be honest with you. At the time, or in certain lines that are not operational, people took advantage of that and go and put their shacks in the tracks. I'm talking about Central Line in Western Cape. We are dealing with the fact of removing people who have settled into the tracks. And it takes a while, because once they have stayed there for a while, you can't just remove them like that. You need to get the land, proper land for them. So those are some of the things that affected our progress. But we are back on track, Clement. I can confirm that. I can take you to the stations where you will literally see that indeed PRASA is doing hard to make sure that we get the trains.
So when can
back
I come back to see the Cliptown train station and it's back to normal and it's operating?
We are targeting end of this month for this particular line to be back on track.
You're going to deploy those new trains here?
Here, we are going to put a diesel traction because we still have to put the overhead wires on this particular, which we are targeting next year to put the overhead wires on this line specifically.
Okay, just lastly and quickly, the issue of trading.
Yes.
In trains, outside the train stations as well. Is there a policy that's going to be regulating that? Because often it used to be a free-for-all, if you would argue, like people from the community would come set up their stalls. How different is it going to be going forward?
Thanks a lot. Look, we have just launched a policy in relation to the informal trading, especially around the stations. And what we did, you will note that we first had to stop everything for people to understand where we are going.
Mm-hmm.
Because just getting in with people that some of them are informal, some of them, they don't understand the do's and don'ts of that particular space.
Mm.
We had to make sure that people that are coming to our space are formally registered and they understand the safety measurements that needs to be taken whenever they are in the station level.
Mm.
And also to make sure that they are operating within the demarcated areas designated for that particular functions. So you note, even on the new trains, we are a bit strict. We are not going to sell inside the new trains. Because if you look at the setup there, they will be moving quicker so that people can get to the stations and buy when they get to the stations.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than trading inside, inconvenience the passengers, you know, the issues of hygienic and so forth.
Yeah.
So that's what we are avoiding with the new trains.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming through. Nelson Malefane is the acting CEO for PRASA Railway. Looks like there's a plan, right? These new trains that are fitted with all these great features that are going to be deployed. The refurbishment has started. I told you that Cliptown has already been demolished. And we will come back, Mr. Malefane, to check if you're still on track with some of these projects.
Thank
you so much for coming through. Really appreciate it. 22 minutes after 10.